it's gonna be my time to shine. Now I'm in my prime. Yes, I wanna know when it's gonna be my time.
Young people, wanna say, I feel it time, though.
Feel with day, feel with time, and feel with life.
So you don't know say I feel with man too?
Feel with man fee.
Shine bright like a diamond.
But of course.
Oh, it's my day to do anything I want to. It's my day.
For this year, the Ministry of Youth and Culture is celebrating Youth Month under the theme Youth Advance, hashtag not leaving it to chance. The ministry, through its various agencies, has rolled out a number of activities across the island, and they have quite a lot more in store for you.
The month got off to a great start, with the talent and innovative skills of Western Jamaica's youth being unleashed at the National Center for Youth Development, NCYD's third staging of the Hanover Youth Skills Expo and Art Fair. The event, which saw over 400 patrons throughout the day, was held in partnership with Sandals Resorts and the Grill and several other entities under the theme, Youth from the Roots, Creating Treasures from Trash.
And I'm responsible for every action.
Youth Empowerment Officer with the NCYD, Hanover Donmarie Latouche, says the expo and art fair was well received.
Wow, the young person, the response. My phone keeps on ringing off and I see them on the street and they say, Miss, we enjoy ourselves. And what it basically is, they are happy. It is one of those opportunities that they now have for persons to really know that they're here. It is a sort of opportunity that they have for persons to start understanding that they are talented and for the individuals to start owning themselves. So the response is that they can't wait for it to come again.
What's even great about this whole Youth Month celebration is that the minister herself, Lisa Hanna, has been chilling pandakana reasoning with a number of youth. On November 7th, she was in Albertown, Trelawney. On Friday, November 14th, she will be in Somerset, St. Thomas, and then in Gregory Park, Portmore on November 21. So young people, if you have concerns or ideas you want to share with your minister, you can go hold a steady medi pandakana.
Now, as part of Youth Month activities, the National Youth Service NYS will be staging an entrepreneurship competition. Executive Director of the NYS, Melvin Smith, says during the competition, participants will be assisted by coaches to refine their business plans and make a national pitch for their business.
The overall winner will be profiled,
as well as they will be provided with some funding to either help to launch, if it's a brand new opportunity and a brand new business, or to expand if it's an existing business.
The NYS will also be targeting about 2,000 young people through sensitization sessions dubbed Entrepreneurship 101, where they will learn the skills needed to produce a realistic business plan.
Also scheduled for the month is a youth grand market. This is planned for Montego Bay St. James on November 29. The event will focus on entrepreneurship and provide young business people with an opportunity to market their products and services. It will include business development clinics, resume writing, and job interview techniques, as well as an exposition of work and study opportunities.
One other really important thing you should remember is the Twitter Youth Summit on November 20. You can go to Twitter, share your views, and give your opinions on matters concerning youth development using the hashtags YouthSummitJA and Not Leaving It to Chance. That's all the time we have for today. We leave you with the words of Minister Lisa Hanna.
Advance yourself. As a minister, we're here to help you. So call us. Check our website at www.youthjamaica.com. Come in and see us. I am your minister and I'm here to serve you.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.